From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Pope Francis went to the Greek island of Lesbos on Saturday, and for 12 refugees, the world will never be the same. The Syrian Muslim refugees went with the pontiff back to the Vatican. The Pope took the families to the Vatican after a quick visit to Lesbos on the papal plane. Francis said that the details had been worked out with the Greek and Italian governments, and the refugees are guests of the Vatican.
Sono accolti dal Vaticano.
He said they are welcomed by the Vatican with the help of the San Egidio community, which will help them find work if they can. They are guests of the Vatican. Earlier, Pope Francis visited the Moria detention camp in Lesbos. Adults and children broke down in tears at the sprawling fenced complex on the Aegean island, many pleading for help after their journey to Europe was cut short by an EU decision to seal off a route used by a million people fleeing conflict since early 2015. Texas Senator Ted Cruz continues to erode Republican frontrunner Donald Trump's lead in the presidential campaign. He took all 14 delegates at stake in Saturday's party convention in Wyoming. Cruz's sweep represents a relatively small number of delegates, but the win helps the senator keep up his momentum aimed at denying Trump the ability to secure the Republican nomination before the party convention. A count by the Associated Press shows Cruz with 559 delegates, while Trump has 742. The winner needs 1,237. The New York primary is Tuesday. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter has compared the Islamic State to cancer, saying the insurgent group must be destroyed in Iraq and Syria because that is where the whole thing arose. Carter made the statement during a visit Saturday to the United Arab Emirates.
And we need to destroy it there so it'll become clear to everybody that there can't be a state, there isn't going to be a state based on this ideology.
Carter said it is vital to have a capable local force in place once the Islamic State group is defeated to be sure someone keeps them defeated. The defense secretary is in the region for 6 days and will hold talks with Gulf Cooperation Council defense leaders in Saudi Arabia. President Barack Obama travels to Riyadh Wednesday, where he plans to discuss the fight against Islamic State, the Saudi-led conflict in Yemen, Iran, and regional stability issues. The Pentagon has announced the transfer of 9 Yemeni nationals from the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, the latest push by the Obama administration to close the controversial facility despite strong opposition from congressional Republicans. The transfer of the inmates to Saudi Arabia was announced Saturday in a Pentagon statement. It comes just weeks after President Obama announced an accelerated plan to shutter the prison before he leaves office in January of 2017. The transfers come after extended negotiations with Saudi officials, who eventually agreed to take the detainees in as neighboring Yemen began sliding towards civil war in 2014. Financial officials from around the world are pledging a stronger effort to stimulate the sluggish economy. In a communique issued Saturday, members of the International Monetary Fund said they will work toward strong, sustainable, job-rich, and more balanced global growth. Augustine Karstens is chairman of the International Monetary and Financial Committee.
The situation may ultimately weigh on sentiment, which is why we must implement mutually reinforcing policies to boost global growth and strengthen financial stability.
The comments came as part of this week's meetings of the IMF and the World Bank here in Washington.
Station's robotic arm now backing away.
A NASA ground control team on Saturday used a robot arm to unpack an expandable module and attach it to the International Space Station. The Bigelow Expandable Activity Module, or BEAM, is scheduled to be inflated in May and see how it handles life in space. NASA is interested in expandable habitats to serve as crew living spaces during the trips to and from Mars. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.